You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. 7-year-old Jessie Jane Lilburn often left in her older sister's care at their Michigan home while parents work. While the girls are home alone, Jessie leaves a note in the bathroom for her older sister to flush the toilet. Upon seeing the note, Jessie's sister, 13, gets upset. The two struggle over the note until Jessie accidentally knocks over the trash can. While 7-year-old Jessie cleans up, her sister runs downstairs, returning with a knife, stabbing the 7-year-old more than 10 times.
Nancy, immediately after the stabbing, the teen frantically called her father, who told her to call 911. By the time first responders arrived, the girl was showing no emotion. The girl's parents say they argued from time to time, but nothing unusual for siblings of their age. The older sibling will remain in juvenile detention, undergoing rehabilitation until she turns 21.
The 13-year-old now charged with her little sister's murder. Here's an unusual jailbreak. Animal control agents capture a raccoon crashing the Denver Broncos game, but when they try to transfer it to a cage, the furry fan makes a break for it. Just as Broncos cornerback Pat Surtain makes a 100-yard touchdown, the raccoon starts dashing through the stands at spectators' feet. It's eventually recaptured and escorted from the stadium as the Broncos emerge victorious with a 34-18 win. Well, the raccoon has now been to a professional football game. I'd call that a win. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A federal judge has denied the request of a South Carolina death row inmate seeking to remove Governor Henry McMaster's authority to grant clemency. Let's get right to Crime Online's Sydney Sumner for more.
Richard Moore, scheduled for execution by lethal injection on November 1st, argued the governor could not fairly consider his case, as McMaster previously served as the state's attorney general and had overseen Moore's appeals. Moore's attorney sought to transfer clemency power to another entity, but Judge Mary Geiger Lewis ruled that under the state constitution, only the governor holds that authority. The 59-year-old Moore was sentenced to death for the 1999 fatal shooting of store clerk James Mahoney during a robbery in Spartanburg County. Although Moore did not enter the store armed, he and Mahoney engaged in a shootout after Moore grabbed one of Mahoney's guns. Moore's legal team claims the death sentence is excessive, noting there was no surveillance footage and suggesting Moore may have fired in self-defense. They also highlight his clean prison record and role mentoring other inmates. Governor McMaster has stated he will review the case thoroughly, but indicated in the past that he had no intention of commuting Moore's sentence. His decision is expected just before the scheduled execution. Moore also has a pending appeal before the U.S. Supreme Court, arguing racial bias in the jury selection process.
If carried out, Moore's execution would be South Carolina's second over a decade, following years of delays due to a shortage of lethal injection drugs. In the wake of hurricanes Milton and Helene, thousands are seeking disaster relief. But along with the desperate need for help, there's a growing threat of fraud targeting both individuals and businesses. Now a warning from federal agencies. The Federal Trade Commission, Department of Justice, and Consumer Financial Protection Bureau are all cautioning people to be on high alert for scams. Among the major concerns, identity theft, price gouging, and fraudulent schemes aimed at storm victims. Small business owners are also urged to remain vigilant as scammers can strike both online and in person. With businesses bringing in new workers and contractors to repair damage and reopen, verifying the identity of everyone they're working with is critical. Florida officials have already received reports of scammers impersonating FEMA personnel, attempting to steal financial information from those hardest hit by the storms. If you believe you've been targeted or suspect fraud, FEMA advises contacting their fraud hotline immediately at 1-866-720-5271.
Thanks, John. Tony Bishop, 57, just saw his family 2 weeks before, but now he's not answering their texts or calls. Pine Bluff, Arkansas police stopped by Tony's home for a welfare check, discovered the front door ripped off the hinges. Inside, no further sign of struggle. His belongings untouched. Tony's white truck is missing from the driveway. Neighbors seem to remember him leaving in the truck, but someone else was driving. While police file a missing persons report at the station, a neighbor calls to say it looks like Tony's home. By the time police get back, there's no sign of Tony. Tony Bishop, African American, 6 feet, 145 pounds, bald, brown eyes, glasses, usually mustache. If you have info on Tony Bishop, now missing 4 years, call Pine Bluff, Arkansas Police, 870-730-2081. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.